Blog Talk Radio.
This song is the tip.
Titties in my mouth, titties on my face, titties all over this fucking place. Titties in my mouth, titties on my face, titties all over the fucking place.
This song is the tip. Against my face and they start to rub. She has two, and they're just for you. At the strip club, strip club. I put my hands on them and I start to rub. Strip club, strip club. I've been sucking on titties since I was born. Now I suck on them while watching porn. Titties in my mouth, titties in my face, titties all over the fucking place. Two titties are nice, but two more are the breast. I like it when my head is trapped between two girls' chests. Why look in her eyes when you can look at her chest? If you look back up and she's still smiling, you pass the test. Her eyes are pretty, but her titties are better.
the first thing you looked at when you met her? Why look in her eyes when you can look at her chest? If you look back up and she's still smiling, you pass the test. They've got big titties at the strip club. Strip club, I put my hands on them and I start to rub. Strip club, strip club. I've been sucking on them since I was born. Now I suck on them while watching porn. Titties in my mouth, titties in my face, titties all over the fucking place. Two titties are nice, but two more are the breasts. I like it when my head is stuck between two girls' chests. This song is the tits. This song is the tits.
Hello, baby. Yeah. This is Ricky Hot Rod coming at you. And you're probably wondering what the heck is going on. Is there a new Ricky Hot Rod show? Fuck, I don't even know, man. I don't even know what I'm doing right now. I'm just winging it. It's the first show, first time I've ever done blog talk. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just winging this 100%. I had a show scheduled for earlier and I screwed it all up. So I scheduled it for now and here we are, baby, baby. And what is going on out there? I see some people talking about a value. He's talking about, people kicking out at zero health, zero health. We don't want people kicking out at zero health. Thing is, you got to worry about the momentum too. It's not just zero health. You got to worry about the momentum. It's both. You got to have zero momentum, zero health. And sometimes still I think that kicks. I think one time I went to pin somebody at zero health, zero momentum, and they still kicked out. So it just happens once in a while. Nothing we can do about that. So, yeah, love it. Love the Ricky Hot Rock show. Love Ricky Hot Rock. And then we got this girl out there named Sai Sabelli Sexpot. Oh, Sai, you are so wonderful. You are amazing. You are a delight to all of Unstoppable. No one can touch you. And you know what happens? She melts around Ricky Hot Rock. This girl melts in my hands. It is so amazing. Every time I talk to her, this is what she says back to me.
I love you.
Yes, that was audio of Sai Sexpot when she thinks about, talks about, looks at Ricky Hot Rock. Let's hear that again.
I love you.
Yes, that is Sai, 100%. Yeah. So anyway, join the House of Historica and join the Ricky Hot Splash show. Yes, I will be on a dunk tank. You win two matches. I'll give you four matches. You win two of them. You get to throw a ball and try and dunk me. Dunk me in the water. I know you want to dunk me. Dunk me like a donut. Dunk me. Yes, join that. No one dunked me last week. It started last week. No one was able to dunk me. And if you get, since I give you four matches, if you win all four, you get another chance at the end. And I went 1 through 50. You pick a number 1 through 50. If you hit it, then you knock down in the water. But since no one hit, I'm going to put that from 1 to 40. So you'll have a better chance because, let's face it, you can't hit this. You can't hit this. You can't stop this. This is Ricky Hot Rock. Y'all crazy for this, man. You all love this. This is the thing you guys want to be. You all live up to the expectations. When you begin your wrestler career, the one thing you want to be is Ricky Hot Rock. And you just, most of the time, people don't even come close to that standard. But we'll see. One day. Love it. Love it. So the BD Soldiers, they're taking a little break from USL. That gives other stables a chance to win. You haven't won. Now is your shot. BD Soldiers are broken up for a while. And now others can get in there and try to win that USL title. Because let's face it, the top stable was BD Soldiers for a long time. And they don't get their love in the Hall of Fame like they should get. But they've been the top dogs in the whole place. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to guys like the Soul Keeper and Dashing George. Crazy Serb was in there. Samrat, Evil, Lord Warrior, all these motherfuckers. Death Penalty, all these motherfuckers. Top notch. Rocking it out there. Can't forget him. All these guys, man. Just killing it. Top notch stable. So what else is going on out there? Tonight, I guess we got what? The release of Baywatch, the movie with The Rock. That's pretty sweet. I might go check that out. And we got Pirates of the Caribbean. Maybe. Another one of those. I don't know how many of them I can take, but we'll see. We'll see about that. Yes. Beautiful. Anyway, let's hit another song, baby.
I've been thinking too much. Help me.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
So, yeah, I was on Money Sue's show a few weeks back, and I've listened a few times. That's another great show. Everybody listen to that. I believe that's, what, Wednesdays at 10 p.m.? Yeah, so Wednesdays at 10 p.m., call in, listen to Money Sue's show. But when I went on there, it's all cool, and, like, Susie the Elf is on there, and, like, other people, and what caught my attention was, like, Susie the Elf, she doesn't know me, really, but I get the impression, and it's nothing against her, nothing against anybody, I get the impression that she thinks negatively of me from, but I don't know where it comes from, and, like, I think that happens, like, with a lot of people out there, and they don't even, like, know me, they haven't talked to me. And when they have talked to me, I've never done anything bad to them. Like, for example, when I was on the show, she actually described me as being a gentleman and nice. But even after that, it came out that she had doubt, like, reservations about it. Like, she thinks that, I just have the impression that she thinks that that's not the true me, or, like, there's more to it than that. And, like, I don't get that. Like, why, if I never did anything to you personally, which I never did anything to Susie the Elf, and I believe there's a lot of other people in WU that I've never done anything personally to, but yet, no matter how nice I would be to them or whatever I do, I still feel they would have the thought of negativity, or that that's not true, or that all these other stories must be true because they heard from their friends, or something. Like, what I'm trying to say is, like, if I, like, don't people take their one-on-one relationship with someone more than, like, what rumors they're hearing or things they hear about, or, you know, maybe she things, like, in the game, like, a lot of people see me, like, maybe blow up at something, or they consider it complaining or whining or whatnot, but there's always two sides to a story, you know what I'm saying? If I'm whining and complaining, maybe there's a reason for it. Like, that doesn't make me, maybe something happened. Like, there's gotta be, you know, just because I'm doing something and you're viewing it from the outside, you know, that's all it is. You're viewing it from the outside. You weren't there. You didn't know what was going on. You don't know the reality of it. Like, I don't know. I just think, like, people should take more into what people, the one-on-one conversations. You know, if I've never done anything to you, why would you assume that I would? Or, like, I'm bad, or negative, or this guy does this, or this guy does that. You're just, you know, that all it is you're assuming. And assuming is never a good thing. Don't assume. You know, you should go into every conversation, every relationship with somebody, every interaction with somebody, you should go into it with an open, clean slate. And I don't feel like, in WU, I have that with people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, no, if I don't even know you, but you've heard all this bullshit, you've heard all these rumors, you've heard all this nonsense, that I don't have that clean slate. You're not giving me that. I'm not given that opportunity. I'm not given that benefit of the doubt. I'm not given that chance to approach someone and have a clean slate. I mean, can't you just take the times that we have talked and only those? I mean, why would you enter into, for example, I don't know, let's say you have a friend and another friend's like, man, this guy, he stole my money. And your friend's like, no, I didn't steal that money. And then, but he's, and this friend's never stole your money and you've left it on the counter. Or, are you going to assume this is a thief? Just because one person says, I mean, there's, and like, and especially in WU, because in WU, many people have an agenda, a hidden agenda. And a lot of times we got cliques and we've got groups and we've got a lot of people talking on Facebook together or Skype, and they interact with each other and they're talking about one person. And that person's not even there to defend themselves. They're just talking about this person. And they're just spreading a bunch of bullshit to each other. And out of that, people come out of it with the belief this person's like that. And they're not even like, this person's never done anything to them. Like, you can't believe everything you hear. You can only believe half of what you see. And you can only believe nothing of what you hear. So, like, I don't know. I just think that's like a big problem. Like, so many people gather and they're like, oh my gosh, this person did this. It's like high school, man. Like a high school, mean girls, they get to, like, rumors spreading. This person did this. This person did that. Play telephone. Send it down the line. We'll get together on Facebook chat and we'll talk all about whoever today. And then we'll just bash this person. And then whoever else is in the room is going to, they're just going to go with the flow. And then, you know, that happens. Like, you know, and that's why when I call into Money Sue and Susie show or talk to other people that don't even know me, I have trouble with the feeling that I'm being judged. I'm being prejudged. You know what I'm saying? And it's never good to be prejudged. You should always have an open, clean slate. And that's what I wanted to get across here. I know no one else would like to be prejudged. You know, if like, you know, a lot of people like bash her name and say, oh, it's me. So basically they give the impression that she's a slut or a whore, but maybe she's not. I don't know. Like, but the rumors go around and they say all this stuff and, you know, and they give off this impression of somebody, and then you get labeled, and then she gets labeled something. And once you get a label on you, that label sticks. And how could, like Menifee, how could she ever shake it off? I mean, once it's there, I mean, you might as well, I guess, embrace it, because there's nothing. And she might even be like the sweetest person. She might be wonderful. And what happened wasn't even her fault. Maybe the men were the problem. And, you know, it just didn't work out the way she wanted it to, you know, and I don't know the situation. I'm not, you know, I don't know the situation. I'm just saying this could be, but people throw that label out there. Oh, Menifee, she sleeps around. She's a hoe. She's a skank. She's a, well, why? Like, what happened? I mean, I need more details than that. You can't just say, okay, maybe one relationship didn't work out and then she went to another one. I mean, does that make her a whore? Like, I mean, you got, you know, it's just silly stuff. Silly stuff. And I, you know, I think that's been one of the biggest problems. And that's why I say cliques are like a bad idea in WU because of this, especially when it gets to media chats like Skype or Facebook. I don't think people can handle it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the other part to that also would be, like on the game, Ricky Hot Rock gets labeled this and labeled that. It's not Ricky Hot Rock. It's OO. That's an OOC attack, because
I used to be Tinkerbell Fairy Dust, and I switched to Ricky Howrock, but the stuff didn't switch. So that's, to me, that's an OOC. I also have alts. People know I have alts. I have alternate characters. If I go on to them, still the same bullshit, and I get outed as being Ricky Howrock. So no matter which character I would go upon or which wrestler, the attack is still there. You know, I could create a new character and the attack would still be there. So to me, that's an OOC attack. You're attacking the manager. No matter which character I could go upon, you're not going to allow for that wrestler, no matter what the name, no matter what male, female, midget, heavy, sats, whatever, no matter which character, which design, which clothes, which whatever, you're going to do the same as if it were Ricky Hot Rod. So to me, that's like an OOC attack. You're not allowing, and you're going to out, you know, like I'm saying it, I've seen that happen plenty of times. Like if I went on a different character, people are going to out that as being Ricky Hot Rod. That's just Ricky Hot Rod. Like I could go on any of my other characters and you're going to be like, that's Ricky Hot Rod. And it gets outed. So then there is like no escape from the trash, I guess is what I'm saying. Because I've heard people suggest that before. Why don't you just create a new character? Well, if I create a new character, it's going to get outed as me anyway. And there's no, it's just going to come back to the same bullshit. So, I mean, there's no allowance of anything beyond what the labels are presented at. So, you know, that's just what I want to say on that is like, I don't think people should prejudge people, you know, and you shouldn't have a bias against somebody. Just relax, guys. You know, just be yourself. Like, and a lot of people are not individuals. Be yourself. Like, that's the thing I would suggest. Be yourself. Don't do things for other people. Don't be part of a society or a group or a clique. Do your own thing. Be your own self. Have your own thoughts. And do the best, you know, just be positive, be happy. You know, you don't gotta go around bashing people. I mean, sure, it's fun. Do the trash talk. I love the trash talk. Do the trash talk. Trash everybody. But, you know, just don't take it too far. You know, don't take it out of bounds. Like, be cool about it. But, yeah, that's what I wanted to say on that. Love it. Susie, you rock. It was nothing against you. That's just the impression I had. You know, just the impression I had when I thought I felt a little bit of angst from Susie towards me. And like, I heard some of the other shows in it. She's like, Ricky Hot Rock. She doesn't even know me. The chick doesn't even know me. I mean, where is she hearing it from? You know, like she must be hearing it from somebody or maybe like what she sees on the game. Maybe like some of the scenes I create. I get it. I create some pretty wild scenes and sometimes I go ballistic and I don't keep my cool 100% of the time. Like I, you know, but most of the time I do, you know, there's this, everybody has their moments where they like freak out or things aren't going their way or they had enough or get fed up. Everybody has that. I'm not the first. I won't be the last. It's not something unique to Ricky Hot Rock. Everybody, you know, and everybody complains too. They call me the complainer, but I see people complaining all the time. Like I said, they're complaining today about kickouts. So, I mean, tomorrow will be something different. They'll complain about something else. But, all right, let's hit another song. Rock on, baby. Rock on.
If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. You already are.
Rock on, baby. Yeah, like I said, I am totally winging this show tonight. I had no plans on even doing a show. I just woke up and said, fuck it, let's do a radio show. First time ever. Like I said, don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just throwing this shit together. Just whatever, just tossing it in there. And with that said, if I do plan on making a weekly show, or whatnot, I most likely would do it for Sunday nights or whatnot, and I would be looking for a co-host or two or three or four or five or six or seven. The more the merrier. So whoever wants to join in creating and help creating a Ricky Hot Rock show and be partners with this, let me know. Hit my inbox. Hit me up where you can get at me. You know, it'd be cool. I would like to see who else would be interested in doing a radio show. You know, maybe being a co-host, being a special guest, being come on here and, you know, just talk some shit. Whatever, what you got to do. Get something off your chest. Pound your chest. Hype yourself up. Hype your company up. Hype your stable up. Get a storyline going, whatnot. Do what you got to do. But yeah, I would love to have, you know, some people with some participation. Some people with some participation. Got me a little tongue twisted there for a second. But yeah. So if, like I said, if you are interested, hit it up. Hit up the inbox. Hit up this. Hit up that. Let me know, baby. Oh, wait. I hear Sibeli again.
I love you.
Sibeli, what was that?
I love you.
Aw, isn't that sweet? Sibeli's being so sweet today. I can't believe it. She's not always this sweet, but today I feel confident that she has a nice attitude going on, and she's very caring, and she loves the Ricky Hot Rock, and yes, she's going to be a very wonderful, nice girl today. I see this. I hear this. It's right there, and you guys hear this. We all hear this.
I love you.
So, next month for the wrestler rankings, the monthly wrestler rankings, last month I did 230 people. That was too many. So, if you got on there and you wanted to be on there, and or you've been on there and you want to stay on there, you're going to have to work your tails off. Players and playettes, you're going to have to work your butts off, because I'm going to lower from 230 down to 150 this month. So 80 people less, 80 less wrestlers will make the monthly rankings this time. Impress me. Are you going to impress me? What you think? Are you out there? You listening? you hear this, you see this beautiful face of mine, I need you to impress me to remain or to get on the top 150, not 230, top 150, 150, 80 less makes the competition harder, is going to make your job getting on the list harder. So see what you can do. The bomb, baby. Last night, I seen a Natalia Nitro sighting. She's been gone for a while. I seen her. Boom, baby. Shout out to Natalia. She should be in the Hall of Fame already. Why is she not in the Hall of Fame? What are you guys doing? Why wouldn't it? I mean, that's what I don't get. That's another thing. I'm going to get into that, too. Hall of Fame. You credit people who do nothing. Okay, I won't say they do nothing. They do one thing. You either credit them for being great GMs, but they don't do anything else. They're not good wrestlers. They're not this. They're not that. Or they're good wrestlers, but they don't GM. They don't. But you, what you don't credit is the most popular people. See, like Natalia Nitro, she can GM. She can wrestle. And she's the most popular. Why? It's the Hall of Fame, right? F-A-M-E, fame. She's the most famous, or one of the most famous. I mean, you might be speaking to Ricky Hot Rock, the most famous, or one of the most famous Hall of Fame, and yet you're not crediting these people. And it's getting better. I picture I'll be in there soon enough, and hopefully Natalia will be in there soon enough. But from the past, I've seen people get put in there who are pretty quiet. Why are these quiet people getting put in there first? I mean, I let them get in, but why first? Why would you not put the more popular people in first? I mean, like, take Ricky Hot Rock, for example. If you want a comparison, you put me up against some of these guys that got in, and, okay, they're good wrestlers. Ricky Hot Rock's probably better or equal to in the ring as these people. But I also entertain. I have scenes. I'm known. Everybody knows who I am. But they don't. They're just quiet. The ones you put in are quiet. They don't do anything. What the fuck? All they do is get in the ring and fight. But yet you put them in, and I can get in the ring and kick their ass. That's what makes no sense to me about it. Sometimes I'm like, I'm looking at it. I'm going, okay. I fought the same person you just put in many times. How we might go back and forth, or I beat them most of the time. But yet you put them in, not me. But yet I'm a guy who goes beyond just the fighting in the ring. So that makes no sense to me. How could you out your Michael Jordan, your most popular person, the face of WU, Ricky Hot Rock, the face of the whole place? I should have been first ballot Hall of Fame. You know, they're toying with me. They're making me wait. They're doing this shit on purpose just because they knew it bothered me or whatnot. They're doing this shit on purpose. But I should have been first ballot. I should have been in before Godfather Turner. I mean, you put him in after what? Like 1 year in the fucking ring? What's the other? Nurse Ratched. How long was she in WU before you put her in? About a year? People. And who else is Rosebud? How long did he go in? How long did it take for him to get in? And yet you tell me I gotta wait, be patient. And yet I see these people getting in that are silent. They don't do anything. Silent nobodies. You're putting in. Why? Tell me why. What did they do? I don't know. And that's why people get into, it's who you know, baby. It's not what you do, it's who you know. You got to be good with the goods to get into that. But, yep, that's what I want to say on the Hall of Fame. Really? Really, guys? You're going to put in those people real quick, but you don't put in Ricky Hot Rock real quick? The Michael Jordan? The Michael fucking Jordan. All right, I'll be patient. I'll be patient for you. I'll show some patience. I guess I can. I guess I can be patient. Whatever. Gia. Oh, and speaking of the latest rumor, rumor has it that WU are taking wrestler bucks for dating. Wrestler bucks for dating. If you have 1,000 wrestler bucks, you are hooked up, baby. I seen guys on the feed. They're like, I need 1,000 wrestler bucks as soon as possible. It's very urgent. Hurry, give me 1,000 wrestler bucks. Yes. People, I seen another guy like, I need 100 wrestler bucks. People are trying to get them. They're trying to get these wrestler bucks quick now after this new knowledge that we've got. That some of the girls out there are taking wrestler bucks for money. Money, money, money. And on that note, here we go, baby.
Down.
Yeah, baby. So, would you pay $1,000 for a date? Would you? Which diva would you pay $1,000 for? And if you are a diva, is that too low, too high? Are you not in the market? You say, fuck all that bullshit. Rock on, baby. Yeah, baby. So, mirror, mirror on the wall. Can anyone beat Ricky Hot Rock at all? What is your answer? That is correct.
I love you.
Do you love me, Sabali? Say it with meaning.
I love you.
There you have it, folks. The belly loves me. Yes, don't forget, join the House of Historica, the Ricky Hot Splash show. Get in there. Dunk me. Dunk me like a donut if you can. I know you can't hit. You can't hit the target. You can't hit me. You can't hit the target. You will fail. Everybody failed last week. Let's see what you can do this week. Get in there. Join that. Hit up Claymore.